Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Coming up in today's program, Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries planning to tag all animals, not just cows. Stay tuned to find out more. And as usual, our proverb of the day comes at the end of the program. I'm Prince Moore. Thanks for waking up with us.
Hey George, is which pesticide we say I used the other day? More than something to get out them white flies out of my garden.
You know, so I don't really I use no pesticide again. I use some organic methods from the other day and them work good. Bring in some lizard to tackle the insect them where they eat out my gungo peas. And I plant a whole heap of basil because it keep out the white fly them from the tomato them.
Organic method, they really work that good?
Yeah man, and the best thing is, I don't have to worry about pesticides to harm the plant them or me again. From now on, pesticides would have to be a last resort.
A message from Consumers International Green Fund Project in association with the Consumer Affairs Commission and the National Consumers League of Jamaica.
The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has started a process to tag cattle as part of efforts to combat predial larceny. The tagging is being carried out under the National Animal Identification and Traceability System. Chief Technical Director in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, Durban Spence, says the program will eventually be widened to include pigs and other animals.
I wish also to underscore at this point that even though a lot of attention has been placed on the tagging of cattle, eventually all animals, including pigs and small ruminants, that's goats and sheep, will be included in National Identification and Traceability System.
Mr. Spence says the animal tags are now on the island, and the ministry is increasing its stakeholder sensitization and public education sessions to ensure the highest level of understanding and cooperation as the program is implemented. In relation to pigs, the computer software used for cattle tracking will be adapted to support the system to trace and monitor pigs from the farm to processing, packaging, and export. The tag of each animal will be linked to its record through a passport, which is really the animal's docket of information with data relating to its birth, DNA or genetic information, and health status. Mr. Spence also outlined the positive effects of tagging for the export sector, noting that most countries demand a proper traceability system to import meat.
The tag and the passport are essential records for monitoring and managing the health of the animal. And this is very important, especially in the context of the provision of safe foods for both the local and export markets. The fact of the matter is that as we continue our efforts to ensure that sufficient quantities of safe food are available for our people, and as we seek to ensure that Jamaicans meet global food safety requirements.
Mr. Spence says to this end, the Ministry's Food Safety Modernization Act Committee, working with several local and international entities, has undertaken a number of initiatives to promote and ensure food safety. He was addressing the 12th annual general meeting of the Jamaica Pig Farmers Association held recently in Mandeville.
The Caribbean Association of Housing Finance, CASHFI, in conjunction with the National Housing Trust and the Inter-American Development Bank, under the patronage of the President of the International Union of Housing Finance Institutions, presents the Regional Housing Conference 2014, Transforming Communities Through Housing and Economic Development, Monday, October 6 and Tuesday, October 7 at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel. Register at www.cashfi.com, call 754-5264 or 997-5282. Sponsored by JNBS, NHT and VMBS.
Our proverb for this morning is, "Wa dog see him bark all night, ram goat see it, but it no trouble him." Translation, what a dog sees makes it bark all night. A ram goat sees it, but it doesn't bother him. This means, people are affected by and behave differently in similar situations. We've come to the end of this morning's program. Join us again next time. Until then, we invite you to keep up with us by visiting our website at gis.gov.jm or on Facebook. With studio engineer Joel Samuels and for producer Liana Schaefer, I'm Prince Moore, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.